some nice ensemble there, moving back and forth between the firsts and the cellos. Good ensemble within the cello section. Very good technique, you guys. I really like how clean everything is sounding. Okay, guys, so I'm looking for you to be checking in with your conductor a little bit more. Like, you can look directly at him. You do not need to stare at your music. This is a lovely transition into the lyrical section here now. But what I would like to know is, how much of this music do you really need to stare at? And how much of this music can you just kind of check in with and then check in with your conductor? And that way you can see his phrases, his gestures. He's asking for changes in dynamics or changes in articulation that are maybe different from what he asked yesterday. Very good ensemble throughout. First little bit of money, 16th notes right there. Yeah, I would like to have more sforzandi there. You know, you're doing a nice crescendo. I could have more of that too. But just a little bit more on the SFPs here, you know, sforzando pianos. Was a very nice job. So here goes ML Daniels' interlude. Some shifting around of leadership, very good. Opportunities of playing first violin, second violin. Awesome, awesome decision here by your director and by you to move around and experience what it feels like to play a different part other than just soprano or just alto. Spread the wealth with different kinds of leadership skills. So for that beginning section, I would have liked a little bit exacter rhythms. 30 seconds, and then 16ths and 8ths were nice, and then having this the sextuplet into, again, a dotted rhythm, which is a duple rhythm as opposed to a triplet rhythm in bar 5 there at the beginning. Hippopotamus. I heard a lot that seemed like the A sharp was a little bit long in the last beat of bar 8 there. Longer eighths for beat 4. A little bit more vertical as opposed to horizontal with the rhythm there. Especially since this piece is a little bit more contemplative. And that way you don't have to push forward, don't have to get to the end. Enjoy the journey more. Looking around, looking at the vibrato of the orchestra, and listening to the kind of vibrance of the sound that you guys are coming up with, go ahead, take some risks with shaking that hand. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to play out of tune? Okay, and then learn how to do it better, and that'll be a new technique for you. Looking around at cellos, and I'm only seeing about 3 of them using vibrato right now. There's 4, right? There's a guy right in the back who's using some. Make sure the pitch stays consistent here when it goes for a long time basis. It seemed like it dipped for a second there. And you've got, four out of you are using vibrato. Oh, there goes the 5th. Nice job. Come on, basses. That's your bit right there. Pitch. Yeah, it's not really together there. And the 16th notes are too fast, that section right there. Perhaps some subdividing by your director, but you know the subdividing needs to happen with you, and you need to be thinking of the fastest notes that are possible and how each of those fit into his beat gestures of 4 in a bar. It's a very beautiful piece, isn't it? I really like this composer. I've played many of his things before. Good cellos. Make sure your fingers stay perpendicular to the fingerboard so that you don't lose pitch on those high pitches there. And vibrato helps so much. I see consistent vibrato from the first three players and every so often from one or two people in the back, but there are a bulk of you guys who are not playing with vibrato. Not together. Beautiful piece. You played it very well. I'm looking for more subdivision from the group, though. And this subdivision is going to really help you in your negotiation of more complicated rhythms. This piece actually has quite a few complicated rhythms in it that I think you would have been a lot more successful if you were thinking of 16th notes the whole bar long or 8th notes the whole bar long. Not so much 8th notes, actually more like 16th notes. And the triplets of the sextuplets. Beautiful piece. Very pleased to have heard that from you guys today. Very beautiful, very careful playing. Good, good, good. So now in this kind of playing, we can be changing the contact point a little bit differently. More over the fingerboard, faster bow, not just less weight. Not just at the tip, but actually similar playing that you would play forte, but change the contact point so that this sound put. And is this really muted? Are you muted? I'm hearing a very bright sound from the orchestra right now. Sorry, I can't quite see if you're muted. Actually, looking around, I'm not seeing mutes, and that would really change the sound of this right here. Yeah, you're not using mutes. So there's a really easy technique to using mutes. You can just take a dollar bill and fold it up into 16ths. You know, you're going to fold it into past eighths, I think, and you fold it in between the strings. It doesn't cost more than a dollar. But you really should be exploring different kinds of mutes. The rubber mutes are not very nice, and the wooden mutes are much nicer. They're not very expensive, and they really add a dimension to playing. There's a lot of more advanced music as you get better and better that the mute is really going to change the sound of your instrument. I mean, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on instruments and thousands of dollars on bows and look for the most careful strings. And people don't think about mutes. You know, mutes are a part of the sound of our orchestra. This is a very sophisticated piece. You guys are doing a nice job with it. So bring those accents out, you know, they're really different parts of the pieces here that are pointing out one and four and then two the next bar. I'm looking at after 100. Excellent job, first violin, staying out of the way of everything. Good job. Good. And then nice crescendo through 120. That was well done. Yeah, so this can be a lot more legato. That last statement there could have been more legato throughout the group. Good, more bow during those half notes. Get out of the upper part of the bow there. In fact, I would get into the lower part of the bow. I'm seeing some of the first violins get there. Very nice performance. You guys played some really nice music there. Your director has selected some great music for you to be performing here at Festival. My name is Stephen Moore. I'm the CMEA Bay Section Orchestra Representative and pleased to be one of your adjudicators today. You are playing at California State University East Bay. This is April 11th. You did a really, really nice job. I'm going to put some written comments here of things that I've already told you in the recording. Go out and explore what mutes are, how they work, what they sound like. They come in all different colors, all different sizes, all different materials. I would say that the wood ones are best. start looking at different parts of the bow that you're going to be using. A lot of you are pretty comfortable around the mid to upper half. Now it's starting to be necessities for you to look at the lower part of the bow. And especially using more bow in more dramatic playing. Also now, since your playing is becoming more sophisticated, look at how you're going to be varying the contact point. Instead of just playing right between where the bridge and the fingerboard are coming, that you'll be changing that contact point depending on whether you've got fortissimo playing, which can be at the bridge with a really, really slow bow and lots of weight, and then faster bow over the fingerboard, sul tasto is called. Really nice job today. I look forward to hearing you again soon.